wanted to let you know I'm Brenda McBride. I'm the product manager for HumanWear. And today we have a guest speaker of VG Dilip. And she's a manager for the international services with Bookshare. And it's almost been a year now that VG's been working with Bookshare and doing some great work. And so we wanted to bring you the latest information about international services and supports that you can have in Australia. So with that, VG, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Brenda. Good morning, everyone. I'm VG Dilip. As Brenda mentioned, I work with Bookshare International. I am the International Program Manager, and we have a very nice presentation put together for you. And if you have any questions, we have a time set aside at the end where we'd be able to answer all your questions. So do hold on to them, and we'd love to answer your questions. So the agenda for today's presentation is, what is Bookshare? Who is eligible? What are the benefits? What is in the Bookshare library? And how do you get started with Bookshare? So this is, the general outline of what we're going to talk today. And, of course, as we go along, and if there are other things that come up and I would like to discuss them, I would be, talking about them as well. What is Bookshare? So a Bookshare is an online digital library addressing the needs, the accessible needs of people with print disabilities. Bookshare was started about 8 years ago in 2002. It was started here in the United States. And in October 2008, we decided we'd like to take these services out to reach the rest of the world. So Bookshare International was launched in October 2008. And since then, we've been serving many countries. We started off with our service in India. Bookshare India started in October 2008, and since then we've had partnership with several countries, and the latest being Australia. So here we are putting together a presentation so that you will all come to know what Bookshare is about and what you can find in Bookshare, who will be eligible to become members of Bookshare. Brenda, can you move on to the next slide? Eligibility. So who is eligible to become Bookshare members? Bookshare is, as I mentioned, an online digital library for people with print disabilities. So anyone with a print disability defined under the Chafee Amendment in the United States will be eligible to become Bookshare members. So that would cover people with visual impairment, people with low vision, people with any kind of physical disability that prevents them from holding a standard print book in their hands and turning the pages. For example, someone with cerebral palsy or someone with muscular dystrophy who are not able to hold a standard print book, they would be covered under print disability. And we also work with people with severe learning disabilities such as severe dyslexia that requires them to, people who are unable to use a standard print book and would need an additional format for reading or accessing books and information. So we work with, broadly three different categories of people. Today, Bookshare has over 100,000 members worldwide. We have over 13,000 titles available for Australians. We have most of these titles are in English, and we have received permissions from some really major publishing houses who have given us worldwide rights to take these books and reach out to the rest of the world. We have signed up with some of the major publishing houses such as Random House, Hachette, Simon & Schuster. We have a plethora of university presses such as the Stanford University Press, the MIT Press, the University of California Press, the University of Chicago Press. I mean, the list goes on and on. So we have quite a few universities that have decided to work with us. We actually have one university in Canada as well that have signed up with us, and they have University of British Columbia, that just came in recently and have given us permission, global rights permission for all their books. We're really excited about that, and we do hope that in the future when we work with Australian publishers, we'll be able to get permissions from authors and publishers of local interest from Australia as well. So that's what Bookshare is. It's got over 100,000 members, and we have about 13,000 titles. Right now it's 13,000, and the number is growing in by leaps and bounds every single day because we have a ton of digital files waiting to get added onto the collection, and it's just we're limited by the amount that the system can process. So this number keeps increasing every day. It's kind of like a little hobby of mine to wake up every morning and to kind of click on the international titles and see how many books have been added over the night. So it's kind of interesting to see this number going up every day. So that's what it is. Bookshare is an online digital library for people with print disabilities. We just covered who is eligible. And in Australia, I wanted to let you know that we work with two partners currently. We are working with Association for Blind for the Blind in Western Australia, as well as with Vision Australia. So we work with two partners currently. And we work through these partners to reach out to the members. So anyone interested would, contact either one of these organizations, and you'd be able to become Bookshare members. But I'll touch upon it a little later. But just to, I thought I'll let you know how you can become a member. But before that, I would like to share with you what is an online digital library and how does our books, get on the library. So as I mentioned, Bookshare is an online digital library, so our books are in digital format. So Bookshare offers books in two different formats. Both are digital formats. And what we do is we get the books into digital formats in two different ways. We take the book. If it's a hard copy book, we take the book, we chop them, we scan them, and we convert them through using OCR technology into a digital format, which is then read out by text-to-speech technology or by screen readers that read out the book. And we offer the books in two different digital formats. So Brenda, can you move to the next slide? So these books are in digital format, they are online, and they can be downloaded by people with print disabilities. Anyone who has an internet connection can access the books. They would be able to download the books, open the book using either a DAISY player, software player, or DAISY hardware player, or they can use use a screen reader and read the books. Bookshare Books, as I mentioned, is available in several different formats. We have books in text format, in HTML, in DAISY, and in Braille-ready formats. DAISY, many of you may be aware, stands for Digitally Accessible Information Systems. So Bookshare Books can be read in a DAISY software player or on a DAISY hardware player, and Brenda will talk more about this in a few minutes. And books can be read in text, and you can read them in large font on the screen. So this is really helpful for people who have low vision, so they can actually turn off the speech functionality and just blow it up on the screen and be able to read it in large font on the screen. The neat thing about this is the text can be highlighted as you read, so it makes it easier to read if it is, if you're reading it through large font, it can be highlighted, or if you're reading it using either the DAISY software players, you can also highlight it, and it's really neat when you highlight it. You can see the words as it is being read out. So if that is something that you like, you can turn on that function. And many of our readers, specifically people with learning disabilities, find this very useful to have highlighting, because this enables them to see and listen to it at the same time, and it becomes easier to process. Along with the Bookshare membership, we give out two free reading tools. One is called the Victor Reader, and Brenda will talk about this in greater detail. And we also have Read Out Loud. Both these softwares come free with the memberships, and so these can be utilized for you to read books. So basically all you need in order to start reading from Bookshare is to be just to have a computer and an internet connection. Once you have that, you have an account set up for you, you download the book, you use one of the reading tools that we provide, you use that and open up the book and start reading. In addition, you can read the books in several different ways, like many other devices as well, and we'll talk more about that in the next few slides. That's one format. That's the DAISY format, and you can use DAISY hardware or DAISY software to read the books. The other format is the Braille Ready format. It's called BRF for short, and Bookshare books could be read in Braille Ready formats as well. So you know, you can use the digital Braille Ready format files and have them send the files over to a refreshable Braille display, and the books can be read on the refreshable Braille display, or you can download the books onto an embosser and have a hard copy Braille book created for you. So these are the two different formats in which you can read the book. You can read the book either on DAISY on your computer or a DAISY on portable machines that we'll talk about fairly soon. And then you can also read the books in Braille Ready format. One other format in which you can read digital books from our library is the MP3 format. So basically you can download the book and you can convert it into MP3 format, and you can carry it on your iPhone or other MP3 devices, and you can have the books on the go and take it with you wherever you want to go. So many people find this extremely useful, extremely fun to use. You can be on the beach and reading a book, or while traveling, people find it extremely useful on long car rides or train rides or what have you. I have a member who was making a trip from Mexico to Australia, and that was a good 13 hours plus another 9-hour trip or 7-hour trip. That was a long ride, and she was very eager to get onto Bookshare and download as many books as she can carry with her for her long trip. So there are so fun ways in which you can read our books. Our reading tools are available along with the Bookshare memberships. These are not just the only ways you can read. There are other ways in which you can read Bookshare books, DAISY format and BRF format. So what is DAISY? As I mentioned, DAISY stands for Digitally Accessible Information System, and you can get more information on DAISY formats at www.daisy.org. In addition to the getting all information about the DAISY format on DAISY, you also get some free players like the Army Player, where you can use the player to download DAISY books and read them in different languages. DAISY players are available in, I'm not sure the number of languages, but at least 15 to 20 different languages, so you can use them. And Bookshare books are provided in DAISY text, and they are provided in DAISY 3.0, which is the international standard for current DAISY books. And you can read the books in the DAISY 3.0 format, and it's fairly easy to download the books. And we'll talk more about how we can download the books in DAISY hardware fairly soon. The DAISY Farm website also talks to you about how you can create DAISY books, and there's some interesting information on the website. So if you have not visited it, I would strongly encourage you to go look at the DAISY website and listen to what they have there. It's a pretty interesting site. You can also see what else is happening in the rest of the world, who else is in the business of creating DAISY books, what languages is available. Fairly interesting site. Moving on to the next slide. Hello, Brenda.
Yeah, it's in reading books in DAISY format is your next one.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, so reading books in the DAISY format. So what is so special about the DAISY format? I just love this format. It's just one of those things where, you know, it just behaves like a normal, like a print book. In the sense, it is so flexible. It has, you can see it on text, you can see it on the screen, and you can take a listen to it. You can do one or the other, or you can do both. So, there are people who prefer one or the other or both, so you can use it in different ways. And it uses text-to-speech to read out the book. Say, for example, someone with a visual impairment wants to read DAISY book. They would use a text-to-speech software that would read the book aloud to them. And this is a synthetic voice. It's not a human narrated book. So we, as I mentioned.
BG, I lost you.
By the text-to-speech engine. And the books would be read out using synthetic speech. But there are some really cool voices that are available, and our website has a few voices that you can mix and match and use different voice for different books. And, you know, we have members who prefer just a female voice or just a male voice, or for some books they would prefer male and some books female. You can play around with it and do a lot of fun things. So that is with regards to the voice. But what I really love is the ability to navigate. So you will be able to look at chapters, paragraphs, pages, so you'll be able to jump to different chapters, browse a book, jump to chapter number 24 or go back to chapter number 1, go back and forth between pages, paragraphs, whatever you want to do. The other little things that you can do is you can highlight a certain sentence or a certain paragraph. So you have the ability to highlight it and mark that highlight. You can say, highlight number 1 or highlight number 2, so that you, when you want to go back and talk about a certain section to either a friend or a teacher, you'll be able to go back to that particular highlight. You can have bookmarks. You can write little notes to yourself. There are a bunch of different things you can do. It's really cool. It's a cool software, and it's a cool format. I really love this. It's just like HTML with some extra tags, and so it enables you to navigate really well. The other interesting thing is that you can convert it and play it on an MP3 player, which is, as I mentioned, really useful if you are on the go and you want to read a book in the car or on train or bus or whatever. So it's really interesting. So that's one way of, so that's one of the biggest advantages of the DAISY format. So I'm here waiting for Brenda's going to flip over to the next slide, and we'll be able to discuss that. So here we have a little snapshot of how you can read books in Victor Reader Soft. And Brenda, you're going to take over from me here?
Yes, I will. So hopefully, Ramona, it's not too bad. But thank you, VG, for all of that information. The greatest thing about Bookshare is they are continuing to add to the collection. And as we have conversations with publishers, more material will be added. And one of the questions is, the reason Bookshare was created is people continue to scan lots of material, and Bookshare is looking at what services they can add internationally as well to support people outside of the U.S. And so 13,000 books is a great place to start, and typically only 5% of content is made accessible for individuals that have print disabilities, those individuals that have vision loss, and to support those people that have learning disabilities as well, specifically dyslexia. So the Victor Reader Soft, one of the great things with Bookshare is that this is a free software. And if you notice on the left-hand side, this just gives a visual explanation of what DAISY means. So really, it allows us to navigate the table of contents very quickly, and there's a power to that. So within this software, this DAISY player will only play Bookshare material. It's a dedicated player for Bookshare, and it plays the variety of the text files, meaning that you receive text on the screen and it will read it back. So you can play with this. Once you do have a membership, you have access to both of those softwares for free, which is very powerful. And you can navigate by page, chapters, and sections. And what the publisher has done, that international says, please put a tag, or it allows for you to navigate between chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. See, we aren't spending all of our time trying to figure out where we are. And if you looked at, I'm going to give you an example. If you did an EPUB file and you try to enlarge that, it changes, it skews all of the page numbers, so that if you enlarge the print, the page that used to have material on one page is now over three pages. And so you really don't know how that correlates with the document that everyone else receives. So if the teacher said go to page 15, it's not going to be on page 15. So it's that extra tagging that is empowering. We wanted to talk about HumanWare creates portable solutions, and we want you just to be aware of this as going forward. So there's two pictures on here. One is the Classmate Reader and the other is the Victor Reader Stream. And we also have refreshable Braille players. So we also have the Apex and Braille Note. And Ramona is actually online with us here, and she is able to share that. And it's a great computer that has refreshable Braille, which means that it goes up and down and it can be read with you. And very, very powerful that we now have access to that. That's a great way to save lots of trees. And I just think it's great that there's lots of options. We want to create options for you so that you can have both the text and audio for those people that have learning disabilities, and to have portable solutions so that you also aren't tied to the computer. And VG spoke of the MP3 files, which is great. You need to have a conversion opportunity with that, or a software to create those MP3 files. The Classmate Reader, as well as the Victor Reader Stream, also create MP3 files. And I think the power of these particular players is, depending on your comprehension speed, the ability to change the rate in which that material is delivered to you. So if you are learning disabled, for example, we are able to have synchronized text and audio at the same time. And so you can hear it and you can see it. And that's the same with the Braille Note. It will allow you to synchronize both to hear and to see at the same time, to have that enabled. We also, one of the great advantages is VG spoke of highlighting or putting bookmarks in. We also have voice notes. And individuals that struggle with reading usually don't love to write long documents. And so if we're able to summarize what we've read and to come back for those people that have short-term memory, those are some great built-in features that we have. The players that support Bookshare, such as the Classmate and Victor Reader Stream, we also have other additional formats on top of that. So these players do DAISY 2.0 and DAISY NISO, does NIMAS files, as well as MP3 WAV, unprotected WMA, and you can transfer any text files as well. And I think it's just important to look at all of the options with that. And so the next slide that I presented is a visual graphics of the Classmate Reader, a picture of that, and it's a small device that you hold. There is an interactive touch screen. And here is a next slide of one of the toolkits that we have within the Classmate, and that's to have voice notes, bookmarking, and then to navigate that material. So we want to know what's compatible for Bookshare in the kind of players that we have, that you can have access to. So there's a variety of players that play Bookshare material, as I spoke of, specifically the HumanWare Classmate Reader and Victor Reader Stream. The Braille Note is also available, the PlexTalk Pocket, Book Courier, Bookport, the Icon, and the new Code Factory DAISY Player. There's also MP3 players that are available. And that just tells you a little bit about the options that are out there. So you need to look at what are the features that you want. And there is power with these text readers, and these go on beyond EPUB, and it provides additional formats. So when we are using text readers, which these devices are, we are increasing our exposure to text. And I personally have a learning disability, and this is the way in which I have access to text. It allows ourselves, students, and individuals to read materials that match their intellect. We're able to have the visual and auditory, as well as speech modalities, to be able to engage with that text in more than one way, or one way individually as well. This allows individuals to use the strategies independently and to have this to be free and to not be stigmatized. And so they aren't big players, and it just creates a lot of opportunities for people to have access to text wherever they go. We also have access, and we talked about two free pieces of software today. One is the Victor ReaderSoft 2.5 Bookshare Edition, and that is free, as well as Read Out Loud Bookshare Edition, and that is additionally free. And then there's a lot of other players that support material from Bookshare, and that's Kurzweil, Win, OpenBook, WindowEyes, JAWS, ZoomText, and TextHelp. So we wanted to talk to you about who is eligible to receive these services and who is qualified to provide information around that. And I have one question from Tony that I wanted to open up right now before we go into the eligible students, because it correlates to our material before. So I am going to open up Tony's mic, VG, and so he has a question
sure.
for you.
Hi, Tony.
Just hold on. Let me just get... And his hand is up, but his phone isn't active. So I'm going to have to...
Do you have the question?
No, I don't. I'll have him send it privately because his... No, it's not. So, Tony, if you can send me the box question, I've sent you the audio pin, and if you send the audio pin, then we can hear you through the... through the mic. Okay. The question is, what other collections are available and which languages? So that's his question.
Hi, Tony. So as I mentioned, we have 13,000 titles, and these are all the books from various publishers based in the United States who have worldwide permissions for these books, and they've given us permissions. So we have a wide variety of books from different genres. So I'm not quite sure what exactly you're looking for. Our collection is vast, and it covers different topics and has different series. And it is basically anything that we've received global permissions. And what is the other part of the question, Brenda?
The other question is, what voices are available?
Oh, okay. So we have a cappella voices. I think we have Microsoft Mary and a couple of other a cappella voices as well. So those are the. We have a total of four voices, two male and two female voices available through our website currently.
Okay. And the next thing is the books in the languages of range of languages. So if you can cover what people are giving you internationally that Australia would have access to.
Sure. Yeah. So we have, currently we have the capability of rendering books in English, Spanish, French, Swedish, and German. In addition, we also can deliver books in Hindi and Tamil, which are two Indian languages. We are looking at other opportunities, but as I mentioned, these are the seven languages we have. And but the majority of our collection is in English, and we have about 1,000 books in Spanish, which is available to the international collection, and the other books are in English. And the number of books in Hindi and Tamil are, you know, there are in English, French, German, Swedish, Hindi and Tamil are a handful, but Spanish we have 1,000 books. So these are the range of languages, and all of these are available for international members, including Australia.
Great. So let's get back to who is eligible for the services sure. of Bookshare?
Okay. So as I mentioned earlier, anyone with visual impairments such as blindness or low vision is qualified. We also accept membership from people who have learning disabilities, severe learning disabilities that affects their ability to read standard print, such as anyone with severe dyslexia, as well as anyone with a physical disability, a disability that prevents them from holding a standard book or turning the pages of the book. So these are three broad categories of people who we serve. And for us to provide membership, we ask that you provide us with proof of proof of disability. And this proof of disability can be a letter or a certificate from a family doctor, an ophthalmologist, an optometrist, a neurologist, a psychiatrist, and a physical therapist, or any other medical professional. We also accept notes or certificates given by teachers of the visually impaired, special education teachers, learning disabilities specialists, school psychologists, clinical psychologists, anyone with a background in learning disability, a resource specialist, or other educational professional. So we accept any certificate that has been given by a professional certifying a person as having print disability.
So there's a piece of paper that is online that needs to be filled in to apply for the membership, and usually you would have the teacher or certifying professional sign off that that individual has a learning disability or visual impairment and right. their certification status, and then that's sent to Bookshare, and that gives them the access to the collection.
Right. So we, as I mentioned, we work closely with the two organizations in Australia. And so the way we work with our partners is that you would send your proof of disability to one of these organizations. And as Brenda mentioned, we have an online form that that you can either download or you can get it from one of our partners. And what our partners would be doing is they would take a look, they would look at your proof of disability, and once they confirm that it falls within our eligibility requirements, they would sign off on that form and send over the form to us along with the membership fee. And you would then go and sign up online, which we'll address in the next slide.
And just a reference at the bottom, those individuals that are autistic or have emotional disabilities or ADHD or ESL or ELL do not qualify right now to have access to this collection, unfortunately, unless they have an additional physical disability. So it is the reason why these reasons are the reason why this is in place is due to copyright, and it's to protect the publishers is really what it comes down to. But if you can have that certifying body look at the material that could support those people with the severe learning disabilities or vision loss, that's where it's designed at this particular moment. So sometimes if publishers allow it, then the material can also be put into the free collection for anyone to have access once the publishers give those rights. So there is an additional separate collection of free material. I just wanted to add that, VG. So,
right. So, yes, we do serve people with learning disabilities, but it covers mostly people with severe dyslexia, and it does not cover anyone with autism or ADHD. And anyone who has these but also have an additional print disability or any other form of physical disability that affects their accessing standard book, we would qualify them. But this alone, autism or ADHD alone, will not make them eligible for Bookshare membership. But your partners, the partners you approach, would know this. They know exactly what works in terms of eligibility, so you would have no issues at all talking to them. They'll give you a list of eligibility requirements and whether a certain person would qualify or not. So the best way to do is to get in touch with either the Association for Blind People in Western Australia or with Vision Australia, and you'd definitely be able to figure out what's the best way. And as I mentioned, we have a list of certifying professionals whose certificate you can forward over to our partners, and they would look at it and then sign off on the Bookshare proof of disability and forward that on to us. Just a few rules that Bookshare has. And we have these in place just so that we protect your rights as well as the rights of the publishers. As Brenda mentioned, publishers are giving us permission to make the books accessible and provide them an online version, and they expect us to uphold a few promises that we give to them. And so these books are some of the terms and rules that we have, or the books are for readers of print disabilities only. So we request you not to share the books with anyone else. So not even to share it with another Bookshare member, because every book that is downloaded is fingerprinted and watermarked for that person. So even if you are friends with another Bookshare member, don't share the books. Each person has to download his or her own books, so sharing is not allowed. Because, as I mentioned, our publishers expect us to uphold this. Any violations, we kind of take it very seriously. And what happens is we monitor our book downloads, and anyone who does not follow these rules, we will unfortunately have to terminate their accounts. So that is some of the few rules that we have, and we request that you do not share the books. So having said that, I would like to point out that signing up is fairly easy. Step number one, as I mentioned, get in touch with Vision Australia or Association for Blind Persons in Western Australia. Second thing is, once you get in touch with them and you provide them with your proof of disability along with the subscription fee, the second step would be to just go online and sign up online. At this point, I just wanted to point out that if a person is under 18, then we would require the person's parent or guardian to provide us with the agreement. So we would expect them to sign off on the form that allows the child to become a Bookshare member. And this agreement has pretty much all the terms and conditions that is there online for a person who's above 18 who goes and signs up online. So a person who's above 18, an adult who's above 18 who goes to sign up online, will have to agree to our terms and conditions. And the terms and conditions are in our agreement. It's available online. You would go online, you'd sign up, you would read the terms and conditions and sign up. And once you sign up, the system creates an account for you. And so step number one, as I mentioned, you get in touch with Vision Australia or Association for Blind Persons in Western Australia. Second thing, you provide our partners with the proof of our partners, the two I just mentioned, provide them with proof of disabilities along with the subscription fee. And the third step is to go online and sign up. Once you sign up, your account is created. And when you send the forms to them, they forward that to us after checking a few things. And once we get the forms, we go online, we see your account, we activate it, and then you're good to go. So these are the three key steps. Once the Bookshare gets all the paperwork processed, we will send you a welcome email within 2 business days, which will include your username and your password.
VG, for those individuals that have print disabilities, specifically learning disabilities or dyslexia, are you required to go through the two associations, or can they also contact you directly? Can anyone that has access in certification through someone else, or are you required to go through the two organizations you mentioned?
No, in fact, you can go through these two organizations, or you can come directly to us. Either anything is fine with us. It just makes it easier in terms of anyone with visual impairment. If you go through these two organizations, it just makes it easier to collect the forms and collect the fees, so on and so forth. But anyone with a learning disability can come directly to us. So good point, Brenda. Thank you for bringing that up. But if you so choose to go through Vision Australia, I'm sure they'd be fine with that as well, or with the other one, the Association for Blind People in Western Australia. They would be fine also with processing any application that comes in from people with learning disabilities as well. But if you want to send it directly to us, we are more than happy to process that, not a problem. So, yes, we are very flexible that way. So as I mentioned, there are three steps in setting up an account, and once you have that set up, it's just a question of downloading a book and beginning to read. As we mentioned earlier, we provide free reading tools, the Victor Reader software, the Bookshare edition, as well as the Read Out Loud software editions, and we provide the Acapella Voices. Once you have the reading tools downloaded and installed on your system, the next thing would be to just go online, browse, find the book that you want to read and download the book. Once you download the book, you have to unzip the book. And when you unzip the book, the system will ask you to put in your password again. This is the time it is imprinting your name onto the digital copy of the book. So you will be asked to put in your password again. And you put in the password, it opens up the book, it unzips it, and then you can save it onto your desktop. The Victor Reader automatically updates your bookshelf as well with this book. So once you download the book, it's on your bookshelf, and you're good to go. You're ready to, you can read it. We do have Read Out Loud for Macintosh users also that's available right now. And we have tutorials on our website where you can go take a listen to how to use either Victor Reader or Read Out Loud or Read Out Loud for Macintosh. You can listen to the various tutorials and download the book if you have any further questions. As I mentioned, we have Acapella Voices. These are really great voices that you can use, and they're very even though it's synthesized a voice, it's really great. It sounds pretty much pretty close to a human narrated voice. So, yeah, you can take advantage of these voices as well. So signing up is that easy. Downloading a book is fairly easy. We have a slide here that describes how does Bookshare get digital books. As I was talking to you about scanning, chopping, scanning, and putting the books into the collection, we also wanted to touch base and tell you what are the other ways in which we get our collections. We get books from our university partners, as I mentioned. We also get directly books, digital titles from our publishers, and we've been getting a whole lot of those very recently. As I mentioned, we have about 2,000 to 3,000 digital files waiting in the wings to get processed. And so we get digital files as well. And when we work with Australian publishers, we do hope that they will give us digital files as well. So this slide explains how Bookshare books get into the collection. We either scan, chop, and proofread the books and put them into the collection, or we get digital files, or we get textbooks from university partners. There are three different ways in which we get our files. So moving on to the next slide, what are the benefits of reading books through Bookshare? So one of the biggest benefits that I keep hearing from my members time and again is that it allows them to read the books independently, and that is a big deal. I remember once I was in India, and a mom came up to me and said, Viji, you have no idea what you've done to my life. And I was like taken aback for a minute, and she's like, what? She's like, no, what I mean is that now I don't have to read to my daughter. She's able to read on her own. And so we come back from her school and she's on her own off to her computer downloading and listening to whatever she wants. And I have the free time to kind of prepare other things for her. And, it frees up a little bit more time for me. And the other thing that the daughter told me was that, she now does not have to depend on her mom to read the book and doesn't feel like, oh my God, I read half the book and I don't quite like this book. I'd like to jump onto another book. And, you know, those are things that you can do. If you have Bookshare, you can browse books, read half a book and decide you don't want to do or you don't want to read the book. So it helps you read independently, study independently if it's a textbook that you're downloading. It helps you keep up with your classmates reading the latest books. And it motivates reading mainly because it is right there for you whenever you need it. It's accessible 24/7. 7 days a week, so it can be accessed anytime, anywhere. You can read the book how you want, when you want, where you want. So these are the advantages of having a Bookshare membership and downloading books from Bookshare. It encourages a lifelong commitment and love for reading, and that is one of the things that many people enjoy. It's just not the place where you, it's not just for entertainment, but, you know, you probably, most of you are aware, it, you know, it's a place where you get information, a place where you get news. So it's just amazing that you're able to get access to this whole 13,000 titles, which is soon to increase more, books available from all parts of the world, just right there for your taking at any point, anytime you want, you have the books right there for you. As I mentioned earlier, we do have a lot of educational titles as well. This is of particular interest to students. We have the University of Chicago Press, University of California Press, the MIT Press, the Columbia University Press, the New York University Press. We do have books from Encyclopedia Britannica, Merriam-Webster, so we have a lot of other educational titles as well, reference books from Brookings Institution, Princeton Architectural Press, Modern Language Association, etc., etc. I mean, the list is endless. We have a lot of books that we have permissions, global permissions for that. Interestingly, my members from India tell me that some of their, other members, some of their compatriots who do not have a print disability do not have access to this, the great collections that we have, some of the great academic books, but they do. So it's really interesting that way. As I mentioned, we have a ton of books in our library which are, you know, New York Times bestsellers, you know, Pulitzer Prize books, Caldecott Awards. So we have some really cool award-winning books. We have adult reference adult recreational reading. We have children's titles. We have Scholastic, Simon and Schuster, Hachette. We have like many, many, many books. We have science fiction. We have literature. We have mystery. We have romance. We have history, general knowledge, spirituality. You know, we have books in all genre that you can possibly imagine. So that's the, those are the books available in our collection. How you can, you know, figure out what is available to you, we have a neat search or browse feature. So you can search by title or author, you can search by category, you can search by author's name, part of a title, you can search by language, you can search by copyright publishing houses, you can search by, any other, like search by ISBN, you can search by, you know, just a vague name that you found in a book that you remember, the name of a character that you remember in a book, you can search by that. You know, sometimes we read books in a library or in an airport and, you know, some character or some name or some word just sticks to our mind. We just don't know. We can't put our finger to the name of the book. You can now search on that and then bingo, that and a bunch of other books that have the same word will pop up. But most often you will find that in our collection. So we have different search options. It's a pretty neat feature that many people find useful. We already talked about the different languages that we have. We have English, Spanish, French, German. We also offer books in Hindi and Tamil. Now, we have plans in the future to add other languages, maybe for Portuguese. And we have 1,000 titles in Spanish that you can take advantage of. That's what my collection. Yes, Brenda?
One of the things that I recommend is to actually go to the Bookshare website, and under the Advanced Search tab, about four tabs down, there's a section called Books to Search. And right now, It'll pop up as all books to search, but it makes sense for you to select two options. Anyone can have the access to the free collection. There's about 4,000 titles in there. But if you want to see if a book is in the Bookshare collection, then go into the global
worldwide.
The world, what is it called, VG?
Worldwide.
The worldwide selection. And that will give you the books that you really have access to. I'm from Canada, and we have the same issue. I hope the copyright changes so that we can really share books across borders in the future. But right now, Bookshare is, you know, they have to stay true to copyright, and we have to respect that. And I look forward to that changing in the future as those laws change. But look under the freely available or worldwide books, and that's where you're going to have your titles available. And so publishers are giving worldwide rights to that, and Bookshare works consistently and feverishly with the publishers to increase this collection. So those relationships are important to respect the publishers and what they're doing.
Right, yeah. Thanks, Brenda. So, you know, we do have 70,000 books, north of 70,000 in our collection. We have permissions, global permissions for 13,000 books. More books are coming. In fact, pretty much all publishers we work with, who we work with, have given us global permissions. So we have like 13,000. That soon we'll be adding a couple more thousand, definitely for sure. And every day as we speak, we have more and more publishers signing up. So the number is likely to. We're thinking by end of this year we will hit 20,000. So that's a lot of books.
Yes.
So Bookshare, yeah. So Bookshare has, you know, couple different options to become members. We have the individual memberships, and then we have the organizational memberships. Individual memberships, as their name indicates, is good for individuals. You know, if you want to access a book from your home, it's an account personally for yourself. It's like an unlimited library card. We do restrict the downloads to 100 books a month, which translates to roughly about 3 books a day. But if we do have members who request that, you know, 100 books a month is not enough and they need more books, they can definitely get in touch with us. And we have, in a couple of instances, given permission to the member to download more books. It turned out that, you know, those two cases, the students were, you know, doing some research and reference and needed a lot of books. In another case, it was a student preparing for a civil service exam, so we did allow them. So that's individual membership. You would approach the partner or approach us directly, provide us with a proof of disability, sign up online. If you're under 18, you would have your parent or guardian send us a form. And so once you sign up and send us a subscription, you're good to go. So that's individual membership. We also have another form of membership called the organizational membership, and this is very useful for schools, colleges, universities, rehab organizations, or any associations that want to become a member. As a whole organization, you would become a member of Bookshare. And it works slightly differently. The organization would sign up as a whole organization. You would sign up on Bookshare, and you would appoint a person of, you know, a point of contact from your organization who would be the person who would deal with Bookshare on most of the matters. So this person would add other additional members under the organization. So the point of contact person would have members who he or she is serving would be added as members under the organization. So typically it is usually a teacher or a staff member. And this person would download the books on behalf of the member and then give it to the member. So the members don't do any downloading. The point of contact person downloads the book and then gives it to the member. And the way it works is, here in this case, the organization would purchase a book block, a big block of book. We have different blocks. We have a 30-book block, we have a 60-book block, we have a 100-book block. So they would purchase a book block and then download the book for a member and send the books to the members, either in a CD format or flash drive or whatever way they want to do it. Each download for each member is a unique download. Say, for example, we have five students in an organization requiring the same book. It will be five different downloads because we are putting in the digital fingerprinting at the time the book is downloaded. And so the person would say, I'm downloading it for student number one, and then download it, save it, send it to the students. Then they would have to download it a second time with the second student, so on. So to recap, two different types of membership, individual membership and organizational membership. Individual membership is, as the name suggests, go sign up online, send the proof of disability to us and the subscription, then you're good to go. Organizational, the school itself signs up as a whole and then adds members under it. The point of contact downloads the book through the book block that the school purchases. So those
I'm just clarifying. Things. I'm clarifying, VG. So when you have an institutional membership, you do not have an individual membership, but there is different packages that you would purchase for those 30 books. There's not an additional registration fee.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And now moving on to the cost. What is the cost of Bookshare membership? It is a $50 annual subscription fee with a one-time registration fee of $25, and I'm talking in US dollars. So it's $50 plus a one-time registration fee of $25. And the book blocks cost for organizational membership is slightly different, and it is 100 book blocks. That's what most of our organizations seem to prefer, is $600. A 60-book block is $450, and 30-book block is $300. So the bigger the book block, the lower the price is due to volume discounts and stuff. So the prices, again, are $25 registration, one-time registration fee, and an annual membership fee of $50. So the second year onwards, your fee is just $50. The first year, it is $25 registration plus $50 annual subscription at $75. And the cost, you can either pay, if you're approaching us, you can pay it to us directly using a credit card, pay online, or if you're working with the partners, you would pay the partners and they would then, transfer the funds to us. Either way works for us.
Yeah, and we received, and it needs to be paid in U.S. dollars, not Australian dollars. Or can they pay in Australian dollars?
Oh, yeah, they can pay in Australian dollars to the partners, and when they pay through credit card, it's your $50, whatever it converts into. So the credit card company takes care of the conversion, so we don't do the conversion, and it's probably a different rate every day, but if they're working with the partners have the fee schedule, they convert it into your Australian dollars, and they'll tell you exactly how much you need to pay.
And I just have a message here from Greg, and he's just indicating that when you come into the office, which is one of the partners, we are priced in Australian dollars as we agree to when we set it up with you. So obviously that's a specific rate of Australian dollars. So
yes, so with the partners, with both the partners, as I mentioned, when you're working with the partners, it would be the Australian dollars. I don't recall the number top of my head. Greg, do you have the number? It's whatever the conversion rate was. So we've agreed to some Australian dollars, and that's the amount you would pay. And if you are paying directly online, it would be totally a different amount because your credit card company would be choosing whatever the rate is on that particular day. So that's where the difference is. If you come in through the partners, you have may have like a buck more or a buck less depending on what it is.
So organizations, we've got some of that information. I'm just going through slides. I'm trying to be cognizant of your time. I know that you guys have spent an hour with us already, so we've got the details on memberships.
Here we go. I have the
go ahead, VG.
I was just going to that's fine, you continue, go ahead.
So it says Greg says it's the same price when we got set up in dollars are nearly the same. So you save a bit by coming in to visit Vision Australia or the Association for the Blind of Western Australia. So that gives you a side of that. So we wanted to just, anyone that wants to stay around and has any specific questions, we can definitely open this up. And Tony, we can share this slide presentation, I do believe, with you. We will be posting this online so that people can go through it and see it as well. So, and I'm looking at Barbara. I have a message here from Barbara, and I'm going to open up the mics. So if anyone wants to have specific questions, the question is, can we set up a phone conversation for Greg in Western Australia soon? So Greg, so that you are able to have that conversation, and I'm sure that VG would be delighted to have that conversation with you. So let me just open up the mics. So anyone that doesn't want us to hear the background noise, please turn off your mic or unplug it, and I'm just going to unmute everyone and just see if there's any other questions. I hope that this answered a lot of your questions and just gives you another resource that you might not have known about, and to have access to another 13 titles is excellent opportunity for us to get started. So we will open up the mics here for a few minutes. If you have any questions, we wanted to thank you for attending. I'm Brenda McBride with HumanWare. You can always reach me at 888-723-7273, extension 320. You can also send me an email at brenda.mcbride@humanware.com. And I'm delighted that VG was able to join us today and connect. So VG will give you her contact information.
Sure, yeah. My telephone number is 1-650-352-0092, and my email is VIJI, that's V for Victor, I for Inc., J for Jack, I for Inc., VIJID@benetech.org, BENETECH, benetech.org. So you can either get in touch with me either on the telephone or email VGD@benetech.org.
Great, and I'm opening up the mic, so anyone that wants to have a question.
This is Greg Carney.
Well, this is...
I just wanted to clear up the matter of fees. Way back when we first started doing this, we pounded out an agreement essentially with Vision Australia, with Bookshare. And the crux, one of the major points was that we collected our fees in Australian dollars. Australian dollars usually run only 10, 15 cents off the U.S. dollar anyway. It's roughly comparable with the Canadian dollar. So you save a little bit of money if you save a little bit of money.
Greg? Greg, this is VG. We can talk offline about that. We can refer back to our agreement and, you know, kind of make sure that we both are on the same page on that.
And then what we'll do, VG, is we'll have all the emails, and you can send out that email or that message to everyone that's attended the presentation.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, Greg and I will make sure that we have the same understanding, and then we will send over the information to all the members who attended today. Yeah.
Great.
It's Ramona. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yes.
Oh, good. I had a couple of questions. One is, I'm wondering, the Association for the Blind published their Australian dollar rates to the Australian community a little while ago. I'm wondering if Vision Australia have their fees yet and whether they can tell us what they are, both for organisational members and individual.
Should be the same option, though.
I'm not sure if there's anyone from Vision Australia attending. I don't have the attendee list in front of me. As I mentioned, what we, you know, it's the same rates that we have for the U.S. It's 50 U.S. plus 25 U.S. dollars registration fee. And what I had done was to convert that into Australian dollars and send it over a while back. So the rate I have in front of me and I think the dollar conversion is something like 75 U.S. dollars converts to 90 Australian dollars.
Sure. Yep. Okay then.
This is one of the problems. The exchange rate varies literally by the hour.
Yes.
And so you can't make it. You can't, you know, make that sort of prediction, which is why we stuck to collecting in Australian dollars, understanding that we would have to revisit it if the Australian dollar went way down or in fact went way up. But it can run. I think it's running about 89 cents to the dollar right now, or something like that today. But as I say, it changes moment by moment, which would make collecting the money very difficult, because every time somebody contacted us, they'd be getting a different price.
My second question is, I'm now hearing my own voice echo, is that prior to October 08, Australians could still join Bookshare to get access to the international accessible books, where they had to send information directly to Bookshare. With the partnership with the Australian agencies, what would be the summary of the differences? Because we have had that access. Is it just the convenience of being able to send an Australian check?
A couple of different conveniences. One is, customer support in real time. So you have both these organizations who will be able to help you with any download issues that you might have. That's one. The second thing is the convenience of sending your forms directly to an Australian organization, as well as the check to the Australian organization and have them take care of the remittances to us. So those are the two conveniences. Given the time difference and everything, I think the first one has a lot of benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if a student wanted to have two accounts, say they might be a student that can competently sign up, etc., and they might have an individual account where they access books at home, but they may be part of a student group that is accessed or serviced by an organisational membership through a school or an agency, is that permissible?
Yes, we do have several students who are signed up on the school roster, and then they come home and they talk about it with their parents, who go ahead and sign them as individual student members also. Yes, we have, that's permissible. And you need to send the proof of disability only once. You know, we have that ability to kind of look at and match up students.
And in that situation where a student may not be able to, a parent may want a student to have an individual account, but that student may not be on the internet themselves. They may only be 11 or 10. They may not have the ability to use a computer or own a computer. Therefore, the parent would be the one downloading it with their own email address and their own email access, etc. Not that you download it through email, but do you know what I mean? It would be the parent. So how does that work when it has to be the print disabled person for an individual member?
So the print disabled student or child provides us with an email account, and sometimes the email account is that of a parent because the parent does not allow the student to have their own email accounts. And that's perfectly fine with us as long as the book is not shared with anyone else. The book can be downloaded by the parent, and the student can read the books.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Good to know. Thank you.
Hopefully she's able to get to the mic. Oh, she removed that. So, Ramona, thanks for those questions. Those were great. Does anyone else have any questions at all? I know that we've taken over our hour allotment time, but there's lots of material to discuss when you're first getting your feet wet with Bookshare.
They're free to call me here in Western Australia. I can give a number.
Great. And Greg, it sounds like Barbara plans on getting a hold of you and talking to you about how you guys can work together. So that's going to be great.
Yeah.
So, perfect. Well, with that, I would like to thank everyone for joining us today. And we are glad that you were able to attend, and hopefully this information, I know this information was valuable and that you'll be able to share it with others as we move forward. So thank you, VG, again for joining us. And thanks, everyone, for attending.
Thanks, Brenda.
And we look forward to seeing you all back here on another day. We plan on having other presentations that are appropriate for your time. So if you have suggestions on what you would like to have presented, we would love to be able to support you. And we hope to have a time, I know that this is early in the morning, that we hope to have one a little bit later on so teachers and parents can join us and learn more about technologies that will help individuals to become independent as they move forward, or to be to work more efficiently and effectively. So with that, Viji, thanks again, once again.
Thanks, Brenda. That was wonderful. It was really nice connecting up with members in Australia.
Great. There is one last question from Ellen. She didn't have a mic, and it says, I don't have a mic. If we join as an organization and don't use our associated books in a year, do the leftover books carry over if we renew membership?
Yes, they do.
And so it's kind of like you use up all of your credits, Ellen, before you buy your next set of book blocks is how it will work. And it does go from 1 year to the next year. And that's an excellent question. I've never thought of that one before. So that's great.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, it's been a good turnout today, early in the morning. And I wish you guys a wonderful day. Enjoy your winter. And I know that you're looking forward to spring coming right around the corner. So looking forward to hearing from you all. And thanks, Viji. Have a great night to you.
Thanks, Brenda.
And thanks. I'm going to shut it down. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank